Imagine losing 3-0, but equally could have had 2, 3, 4 goals yourselves.
It's a very disappointing afternoon for us, particularly on the journey that we've been on. And I think first and foremost, you know, I've got to say a well done and deserved for Stranraer. I thought that they competed, I thought they defended fantastically well, and that's great foundations that you look for. Always a difficult venue to come, I always found that as a player myself. And the conditions, but you've got to learn how to adapt and to deal with that. We don't get off to the best of starts, you know, and we knew that Stranraer were very good at set plays, for the analysts that we've done. And, you know, to go a goal down within the first 5 minutes, you know, is very disappointing. And then we managed to get ourselves into the game slightly. We've got one or two good opportunities in areas that we'd highlighted. And, you know, what's the pleasing thing is that, you know, David Goodwill, he's such a good pro, such an intelligent player that he listens to detail, you know, and he knows exactly where we're asking him to do, you know, other than the finish today for David. You know, I thought that he did exceptionally well for us, you know, and for a frustrating afternoon for him. I've got to give Max Curry great credit. I thought, you know, 3 or 4 wonderful saves the other day, and that's not me trying to deflect on, you know, the 3-0 for Stranraer. I just thought at that particular time, you know, goalkeepers, they don't get the credit they deserve, but I thought they were absolutely fantastic saves and great defending by Stranraer overall. We did start to begin to see a lot of the ball a wee bit more, so we did. But, you know, Stranraer at that stage, I've got something, you know, tangible to hold on to. I thought that even got their tails up even more, you know, they were more solid, they were difficult to break down. I thought their pressing, their intensity was excellent. And as much as we got into good areas ourselves, I just felt today, you know, even looking back at, you know, David's, the 4 saves for Curry, our final product today was poor all over. You know, I think that had a big part to play with it. And I've just spoke to the group there, you know, there's now an expectation placed upon them, which is a positive, and you've got to learn how to deal with that. So you do, and you know, like last week, you know, the week before, we come away with positive results. So we do, and it's important at that these stages, you know, that you don't get carried away and you don't get too high and full of yourself. And it's also today coming here, you know, and getting knocked back down like that, you know, and as disappointing as it is, that you don't get too low. You've got to find that medium balance there. And, you know, if we want to compete at that right end of the table, that's the balance that we've got to find ourselves. You know, we can't go from one level to an extreme, you know, in a few weeks. And it's trying to find that consistency. And what we have to make sure is what we do is compete. Before you can go and win any game of football, you've got to learn to go out there and compete, not only with your direct opponent, but with yourself first and foremost. And I thought Stranraer to a man done that today.
Obviously a disappointing result, but still quite a few of my fans made the trip then.
Yeah, a difficult journey and a frustrating one from them tonight, from last week, Dom, there. So, as I say, we always appreciate the fantastic support that we got. Give them very, very little to shout about today. But, you know, I thought even at terms and stages of the game, they're always staying with you, you know, they're always there backing you. And if one of those opportunities that David had perhaps went in, you know, who knows. But as I said there, we've got to make sure that we compete most every single game or every time that we take that pitch. And that is something that our fans do incredibly well. So safe trip back up the road, guys, and we dust ourselves down and ready to go again, and look forward to seeing, you know, another home game next Saturday.